This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 13. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 13. It says there, God have mercy on me, a sinner. End of quote. The more I know God and the more I grow spiritually, the more and more I understand the need to remind and apply the gospel in my personal life on an ongoing basis. You see, I need to remind myself and preach to me the truth of the gospel on an ongoing basis every day. It is the same with you. May I say this? You need the power of the gospel every day and every moment of your life. Don't you see the mindset of the tax collector was different from the Pharisee? Both went to pray. The religious leader, the Pharisee, stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Then he said, I fast twice a week, and I give tenth of all I get. End of quote. You see, he compared himself with the tax collector who was ignored and hated by the society. He imagined he is far better than the tax collector. Although he must have known the truth as a Pharisee, as a teacher of the scripture, but he acted foolishly in the sight of the Almighty God. The Bible says, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. After watching both, Jesus gave the final verdict. He said this about the tax collector. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. End of quote. The tax collector pleaded for mercy because he knew he is still a sinner. I believe this is allocating or appropriating the gospel on a daily Christian life. We are the recipients of God's mercy for sure. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. End of quote. Did you notice God lavished his grace, mercy and kindness on us in the person of Jesus Christ by putting all of our sins on him? Moreover, all day and each moment of our life, we receive God's mercies and grace, don't we? And I must identify myself with the tax collector. I don't want to identify with that Pharisee. Why? I need God's mercy because I still live in this sinful flesh. And I need ongoing cleansing and forgiveness from him. I know I am an object of his mercy because even my best deeds are tainted by sin when God looks at it. I am still a WIP, a work in progress. Therefore, I need to pray, God have mercy on me. I still need his mercy. The same is true for you. God honors the heart of the tax collector and condemns the heart of the Pharisee. Isn't it true that we need to appropriate and apply the gospel in everyday life? You see, when I preach to others, I have to preach to me the fundamentals of the gospel, the grace and the love of God and the forgiveness of God in Christ Jesus. I need God's grace gravely and desperately. Lord, have mercy on me must be my prayer always. In the olden days, I thought the gospel message is for those who did not come to the Lord Jesus Christ yet. Yes, I indeed need to share that good news, the gospel, with others who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. I have to do it. However, as I grow in Him, I understand I need the gospel in myself, and I need to apply it in my life on an ongoing basis. I know how unworthy I am. Like the tax collector in the presence of a holy and awesome God, I haven't arrived yet on the other beautiful shore. I am still a traveler here. On the way, Satan accuses my shortcomings. Other people criticize because we are not up to their expected humanly designed bar. However, when I plead on his mercy and seek his help, Jesus Christ reminds me the truths of the gospel, that his grace is sufficient for me. He says his power is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12, 9. You see, it is our choice to choose the path of the Pharisee or the tax collector. However, I would suggest the mindset of the tax collector. I know my Lord loves it and adds blessings to it. Let me ask you this question to you, my dear friend. Have you been to Jesus and accepted Him as your Savior yet? Beloved, you must seek His forgiveness and mercy, because Jesus loves you and He died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins. Would you pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to understand the importance of the good news of gospel, the salvation, in every day of my life. I know I have not arrived yet or achieved yet. I am still a work in progress as long as I live in this flesh. I look forward to that day, the day I would be with you, not based on my merits, but based on the person and work of Jesus. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I repent of my sins and invite Jesus to my life. Please save me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.